Hi guys, Leo Babalata from Zen Habits here. And this is a guided meditation on equanimity. You can do this after your breathing meditation or in place of it. It's up to you. So to start out, I'd like you to get into your sitting position and be comfortable but upright. And I'd like you to keep your eyes open for this one. Keep your eyes gazing downwards. Not focused on anything, not grasping any object, but just softly focused. And I'd like you to take in the visual sensations from the room around you. Just take into your awareness the light that you can see, colors and shapes, even movement. And try not to look at something and say, oh, there's a table, there's a cat. Instead, just see the general visual information, light, colors, shapes, movement. And try and, as much as possible, take all of it into your awareness at one time. And next, I'd like you to focus on audio sensations around you. You can hear my voice right now, but when I stop, I want you to listen to all the different sounds in the room around you and beyond. Take in all the sounds into your awareness at once without focusing on any one of them. Next, I'd like you to focus on physical touch sensations. So you might be able to feel your feet on the ground, your butt on a chair or a cushion. You can feel your body parts in different places, including maybe your hands on your lap. Notice how your body feels, how your neck feels, how your head feels. You can also take in sensations of heat or cold, air movement. Try and take in all of these physical sensations now at once. All the touch sensations. Now I'd like you to try and combine visual, audio, and touch sensations in your awareness as much as you can, without needing to be perfect at this, all at once. Try and encompass them all in your awareness. So you're seeing all the sights around you, all the light and colors and shapes and movement, while also taking in all the sounds and all the physical sensations. This might be difficult, but you don't have to get it perfect. Just do as much as you can. Sometimes you have to roam your attention between different things, and that's okay. But if you can, just try and have this awareness that envelopes everything around you, that just soaks in, that just receives all this information into your awareness. You might even try and bring into your awareness everything that is behind you that you can't see. You might not be able to actually see it, but you can sense it perhaps, or remember that it's there, or even imagine it. But just take in an awareness of everything around you all at once, 360 degrees, as much as you can. Now I'd like you to send love to everything in your awareness, equally and all at once. Just send a love from your heart to everything in your awareness. Let a genuine love radiate from a tender place in your heart. It should radiate all around you in all directions. When you feel that you can do this, you can stay at this stage for a while. If you feel that you at least have made some progress doing this, I'd like you to try to radiate love in all directions to everywhere in the world and in the universe beyond, to all living beings and all non-living objects or matter. Just radiate a love towards everything in the universe. And that concludes our equanimity meditation. The idea behind equanimity is not that you have a detachment from everything, that you're distant from everything, that you don't care about everything around you or everyone, but equanimity is about feeling love equally for everything and everyone. And I found it to be one of the most useful practices that I've ever done. I use it for any moment where I'm feeling difficulty, or maybe I'm feeling frustrated or angry with someone. I can radiate love toward them and actually towards everything. If I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, I can radiate love towards everything, and it transforms how I feel about everything around me. From, oh, why does it have to be this way? To, I love everything here, everyone here. It can be in a room where people are not behaving ideally, and yet feel love for them. I don't do this all the time, but when I remember, I can tap into this practice. So I encourage you to practice this daily, or at least once a week. And you'll see that this skill, this place in your heart, becomes cultivated in a stronger and stronger way until it's something that you can tap into at any time that you remember to do that. I wish you joy on this journey, my friends. Bye-bye.